It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.
Now, safe to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is the epitome of what Notorious Mass Effect is all about, because of course, over here we dive into the gaming and music IPs that notoriously affect the masses. But safe to say, for this specific segment, we are about to get into the global revenue of the video game industry.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Yeah. Like, what is going on?
So safe to say, as far as what's going on, the video game industry, as far as global sales for 2025, has surpassed $195.6 billion, with the B, billion dollars. A 5.3% increase as far as year over year. So, of course, this is the all-time industry, a new all-time industry high, surpassed the prior record set in 2021. And some of y'all may be saying, I thought COVID was the peak of consumerism in video game because of how everybody was inside. Well, I guess objectively speaking, you are now incorrect, as right now, dare I say that we are in the golden age of video games.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Because of course, as far as the plethora of games that people have been diving into as a gamer, you have your EA games going insane to the point where they just sold, or I think they was bought out or something like that. As far as, cause I remember covering it. I want to see if I could find it. So as far as EA, I think if I type in Saudi, it should pop up. Saudi. Yeah, here we go. I covered it October 8th, 2025. EA sold for $55 billion to Jared Kushner and the Saudi investors. And we're going to get more into Saudi and their investment firms in a second. But the main thing I wanted to focus on is just one of the biggest Notorious Mass Effect gaming publishing studios out there that led to this type of mammoth of a rise in gaming history. Because, of course, I always give Mario the biggest kudos for saving gaming, right? I mean, as you can see at this chart right here, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. As you can see, by far, Super Mario Bros. Is leading the pack. You know, putting the triple entendre, don't even ask me how. But when you look at this entire chart, safe to say the immense respect that needs to be put on Mario's name for not only saving the gaming industry back in, what, 1980s, but essentially making it to where people didn't look at gaming as such a kiddie hobby as far as like they did in the past. A lot more respect has been putting on the gaming, has been put on the gaming industry because of Mario, and it's similar to how anime connoisseurs started to put more respect on people who watch anime when the Dragon Ball Z's, the Naruto's of the worlds came along, right? So anyways, with that being said, getting back into the overall revenue, when you look at the development, right, as far as 50 plus billion spent on content development, the second consecutive year at this level, you come to realize not only are we having record-breaking revenue from the video game industry, but also the development costs is rising as well. So a lot of developers are out here thinking to themselves, well, maybe we should raise the price. And all I got to say to that, hold on now.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
I know you ain't see Fortnite come out as a free-to-play game and completely decimated the competition, right? So if you think you're going to come out as a non-free-to-play game and get the attention of gamers when this field is as competitive as it's ever been, well, I got some bad news for you.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
And, you know, I don't want to throw any games under the bus as far as, you know, being a prime example of that. All I'm going to say is, you know, make sure to go watch Notorious Mass Effect episode 157. As you know, when we dove into a specific game, you know, I'm not really going to say what type of game I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, that would be too much. You know what I'm saying? I would never put a game like that on blast because I'm pretty sure what the developers are going through is more than enough scrutiny as far as what's an example of how gamers can move on from a solid game. But just because the competition is so hectic, people just move on like that. So as far as the development costs rising and attention on your certain product being increasingly difficult to attain the masses. I think when it comes to the development price, a lot of people who are publishers or develop, yeah, publishers, because they basically front the bill, they're more hesitant to go on to basically risk their money on IPs that aren't as acclimated in the gaming culture. For example, the old God of War remake. I think the old God of War trilogy got a remake because of how cemented that IP is. It's less of a gamble than, let's say, a new IP that may have just completely blown everybody out of the water, right? So for every Expedition 33, publishers are still looking at that as too much of a gamble, and that's why I gotta say it's a shame.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
So getting into the profitability of the 2019, so getting into the operating profits, it remains below 2019 levels. So despite the growth in overall revenue, and despite the 40% increase in consumer spending since 2019, because of the development costs growing as well, some are saying that the operating margins are far below pre-pandemic levels. So now you come to a crossroad where video game industry is making so much money, but, and I don't think it's a bad thing, they're investing or reinvesting a lot of that revenue back into the next project, which I don't think is a bad thing. Once again, I do not think it's a bad thing. But when you come to the overall perception of gamers, I do believe these developers are fronting when they talk about how much money they're actually making from games because of the development costs offsetting that. Now, I'm not saying it is deserving or fair for them to raise prices. I'm just saying that they need to find a better way on making games at a lower development cost, which may be easier said than done. But guess what? It's also easier to find a game that is an animation style versus a lifelike style as far as a GTA, like, which just skyrockets the budget through the roof, right? So for every GTA, you need to look at them, look at the copycats, Mind's Eye, for example, and just say to them, hey, not every game could be a GTA-like game with development costs through the roof. Sometimes an animation type of game, I mean, take a page out of, actually, take the whole book from Nintendo. The reason why their graphics are at a certain level is because they want to keep their profit margin at a certain level. So at some point, developers do need to recognize that instead of trying to replicate the next GTA. Anyways, as far as private funding, it's been down 55% year over year. I actually don't know why, but the multi-year decline from the pandemic highs probably is why. You know, the investors probably like, I'm not making as much money while putting in the same amount of dollars. Let me just pull out. So as far as it being down 55% year over year, that's the only reason I could come up with why that makes sense. Now, as far as the quarter four of 2025 investment activity, you have 40 total deals, just a little under $100 million in pre-seed funding and about $200-plus million in early stage funding. I don't know the difference of that, but hey. So for a pandemic comparison, early stage funding was around $1.3 billion, goodness gracious, in quarter three of 2021. Quarter four of 2025, it was around $200 million, 85% difference, right? Pre-seed funding for the peak, COVID times, quarter one of 2022 was around $400-plus million. And then 2025 of quarter four was a little under $100 million, a 75% difference, right? And now you look at the quarterly deal count as far as in the pandemic, quarter four of 2021 was 210-plus, and there was 40 deals. And quarter four of 2025, five times fewer deals. So now you come to realize that not only are we working with a very ample sample size, but the main thing is gaming is making as much money as ever, but the development cost does not need to skyrocket to the moon because of it. It's almost as if developers are out here making so much money from different video games that they develop, that they think they need to keep up with the Joneses because they're looking at what Rockstar is doing. Sometimes if you make a lot of money, you can reinvest that into other things that doesn't skyrocket the budget. For a prime example would probably be, well, like, once again, I keep saying Nintendo. Make a content or a graphic like a budget-friendly, graphically enhanced game, right? Meaning animations, things of that nature. Like a Hi-Fi Rush. People enjoyed that game. I would assume, as a Spider-Man fan, let me put this as an example. As a Spider-Man fan, you have this comic book style Spider-Man game. I forget what it's called. I think it's Spectacular Spider-Man or something like that. Let me see. Spectacular Spider-Man. I don't know what it's called. Venom. Video game. It's like the comic book one. Comic book. I don't know if it's going to pop up, honestly. So, let me see. Oh, Ultimate Spider-Man. That's what it's called. Okay, so this game right here. So basically, what I'm saying is, if you make a game like this that's immaculate, right? In every stretch of the imagination, when you look at a game like this, you come to realize that this game is fantastic. So I don't know how to pull this up without seeming like an old man. So
the Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Running shoes online can feel like a guessing game, but Marathon Sports makes it easy to get the right gear without stepping into a store. At MarathonSports.com, you'll find the same trusted brands runners and walkers rely on, including Brooks, Hoka, New Balance, Asics, Saucony, and more. Whether you're training for a race, walking for fitness, or just need everyday comfort, Marathon Sports has the shoes, apparel, and accessories to keep you moving. Their online shop is built for athletes and everyday movers. Easy browsing, detailed product guidance, and fast shipping help you find exactly what you need without the hassle. Because the right gear doesn't just improve your run, it improves how you feel every day. Shop now at MarathonSports.com and get moving.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.
Let me just screenshot it. So this game right here, right? Let me see. Screenshot that. And then, okay. So Ultimate Spider-Man. This game, because I don't want to give like problems without the solution. So this game is immaculate, right? All Spider-Man fans, or real Spider-Man fans, will say this is a fantastic game, right? You look at the graphic style and you compare it to a game like Spider-Man PS4. If the budget cost is lower due to this type of graphics, but the storytelling is still Spider-Man PS4, you think people would care? You know what I'm saying? People would just enjoy the game and be like, hold up now, you don't enjoy it because of the graphics?
Woo-dee-doo.
And you're not even paying attention to the story, the heart-wrenching moments at the end, all because of the graphics like this? I think that's why when developers are making games, I think that's what they're going wrong at. You can still make a fantastic story without having the graphics at a certain level as far as lifelike. So anyways, hopefully an example made sense. So as far as the development cost is rising with the money that they're making in the global revenue, I think they're trying to keep up with the Joneses as far as that specific quote, which means you're basically trying to keep up with the competition as far as a lifestyle, and you just can't afford it. You just simply can't afford the development costs that a Rockstar can, that an EA can, right? And even EA's lost a lot of money. So anyways, that's a little solution I would give. Anyways, let's get back into layoffs, because with all the revenue, we cannot dismiss the layoffs, especially in the field of, we can't dismiss the layoffs, especially in the field of video games. As in 2025, when you look at the 9,200 jobs lost, which is 40% versus 2024 had 15,000 layoffs. Crazy, right? The four-year total, 2022 had 8,500 layoffs. 2023 had 10,000 layoffs. 2024 had 15,000 layoffs. 2025 had 9,000 layoffs. So 44,000 layoffs in total. We're just talking about the gaming industry right here. So now when you look at North America, 61% of layoffs, only 22% of global job openings. In Europe, 16% of layoffs, 22% of job postings. So I think the year-over-year pandemic effects made a lot of developers feel like they're making all of this money. They can raise development costs and cut off more people, cut off staff members, because they feel like with more money, maybe they could use AI and deal with less staff members, which is a, you know, was wrong assumption, but they're learning. Some developers are learning it the hard way. And then getting into the outsourcing surge, I mean, that's more nerdy. I don't know if I want to get into that. I may lose some of y'all. Let's get to the console market. So of course, when you look at the console market and what it has attributed to the global revenue of the video game industry, you have $41.6 billion as far as in 2025 consumer spending. And of course, that is up 2.3% versus the 2020 record that was $41.1 billion. So 2025 consumers are spending more than ever. Once again, I believe consumerism is at an all-time high, which is why we get these, you know, off-the-wall takes as far as a game being terrible or just mid, and technically it's like a 7 or 8 out of 5. Like, you know, to me, something that's mid is like a 5 or 6, right? I guess a 5 would be terrible. Like a 6, right? Because I'm thinking middle of the pack. But I think when people say mid, it's basically covered so many different games that don't deserve it, in my opinion, as far as being called mid, that solid to good games are being called mid because it's not great. But once again, the reason why I'm saying that is circling back to the consumer spending. So many people are diving into the video game lane that they're starting to give an opinion that they aren't really as educated about that they believe they are, right? So anyways, getting into the Nintendo Switch, with that hardware, it surpassed 17 million units, which sold quickly. Of course, Nintendo is just selling like hotcakes when it comes to the Switch platform. Like, when they put out, what was it, the Wii U? I think it was the Wii U. We thought, I mean, not Wii, but, you know, a lot of people was like, man, Nintendo may not be able to top the Wii, the original Wii, right? And they was like, Nintendo, they lost it. They can't make another great console to save their life. And then guess what? The Nintendo Switch came. So now we already accounted for the 2025 sales when it comes to the Nintendo Switch 2, specifically selling around or surpassing 17 million units, selling out quickly. Let's get into PC side of what it attributed to the global revenue, as PC content rose to $40.7 billion in 2025, up from $31.4 billion in 2020. And of course, when it comes to the 30% growth since 2020, I mean, that's just a phenomenal accomplishment. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I spilled a whole drink on myself while trying to talk. Hey, I'm not cutting that out either. Anyways, back to it. So now when you look at PC and its notorious Mass Effect, dare I say, you know, pun intended, to add to the global revenue by $40 billion, some would say, and don't kill me for this, this may be a hot take, but some would say PC gaming may be the premier system to experience all type of games on. Now, you know, I'm not trying, hey.
Woot-dee-doo.
Don't snitch on me.
Woot-dee-doo.
All I'm saying is if you have a PC, there's a plethora of ways to play every game from every platform, you know what I'm saying?
Shepard.
All right, my fault. All I'm saying is, PC gaming is one of the best ways to game, in my opinion, especially for bang up front. You are gonna be spending a lot, right? There's just no way around it. But when you come to the gaming side of PC, as far as Steam, you come to realize that games go on sale more often than a Nintendo, PlayStation, or Xbox. You go to Steam's and sometimes it's like 70, 80% off, and these are like games that just came out, right? You go to a game like Nintendo, or yeah, a popular game from Nintendo, you think that game going on sale? Oh, my fault.
You guys.
You think that game going on sale?
You guys.
And you look at a video game from PlayStation and Xbox, you know they're definitely not going on sale. So when you look at PC market, I think that is honestly one of the better ways to game as an avid gamer, especially the different ways you can play games from every single platform. Now, I'm not going to tell y'all how, but you know, that'll be snitching. I'm just saying that it's possible. It's possible with a little research. You know, Google is your friend. So anyways, PC attributed $40.7 billion to the global revenue of video game industry. And of course, we have to talk about China. Now, I do not have the Donald Trump China ad-lib from him because, you know, of course, you know, I ain't trying to have him on my soundboard. But that's what I think of as far as how China came through and just very much taking over the video game field as far as having 20% of global player spending, 38% of global spending growth. Even though it's not majority, the growing aspect is way faster and much faster than a lot of other regions. And I do believe when it comes to Chinese dollars, as far as investing in different developers in the States, that's a real thing that's currently happening. And to put it in layman's terms, if people from somewhere else, as far as Saudi, as far as China, is investing into American developers, safe to say, a certain change is going to happen in the way that games are structured and put out. Hopefully I put that in the most lamest terms possible, because if I'm giving you money and overseeing a project, and let's just say I don't like something about the project, you think you're going to leave it in, or you think because I'm funding the whole thing, you're going to take it out? Yeah, let me know. So, so with that being said, 2025 overall has just been a fantastic year for gaming. I definitely wanted to dive into this once I saw it, as far as the analytical data, as far as, you know, this being a, well, 2025 being the most successful year, and we're 2 months into 2026. So that's why I wanted to touch on this, because of course, coming off of the most consumerism type of year, especially with, what was the number again? Especially with consumers spending over, well, I had it for, consoles, but I don't think I have it overall. Yeah, I don't have it overall. But as far as the revenue, let's just go with that. $195.6 billion in global video game revenue, which is a 5.3% year-over-year increase, a new all-time industry high. So whenever we're getting into the video game IPs that notoriously affect the masses, I like to have a, you know, take a second, have a bird's eye view, and basically point out certain things that's globally, or that's helping with the global revenue for video games. Because I do not see mobile games on here. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. That kind of struck me. I'm like, hold on, where's mobile game? Nah, mobile gaming, they definitely have a whole market. I don't see that on here. I see Roblox now, obviously. Oh, here we go. Okay, I spoke too soon. So when you look at mobile spending, and as far as the numbers for them, they don't really talk too much about mobile games. Interesting. Mobile games, then the mobile player base definitely attributes a lot to the global revenue of 2025. Actually, let me look that up, because why in the world is that now on my notes? Got to do some Mickey research right quick. Mobile gaming. Mobile. Hey, y'all laughing at my Mickey research. Hey, guess what? It got us the answer, didn't it? So I really spent a lot of drink. I'm a little kid, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Anyways, according to Newzoo's year-end analysis that ended in December 2025, the global games market reached a record 100. Oh, shout out to what in the world? Yo, what type of name is that? Yeah, that's a crazy name. And for people watching after the fact on my podcast platform, just know I'm currently live. That's all you need to know. But shout out to you for following, man. I don't know about that name, man. I ain't gonna care. I'm just gonna call you C-Town, man. Shout out to you, man. I appreciate you for following. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so Newzoo projections estimated that $103 billion came from mobile. Okay, that's why I was like, hold on now. I know mobile gaming had a huge part to do with that, because mobile in general, it's how most people game. I mean, if you're a grandma, if you see your grandma playing a little block or Tetris game on her mobile, on her tablet, guess what? She's a mobile gamer.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, What is going on?
So now when you look at Newzoo in general, as far as the reports of mobile gaming being 55% of the global revenue overall, that makes more sense. Because I'm like, hold up now, mobile makes way more money than any of these platforms. I'm not going to say combined, but it's close. Like, you know, Drake leaps and bounds is ahead of a lot of rappers when it comes to analytical numbers. That's how mobile is when it comes to gaming industry, right? So that being said, its dominance is sustained, of course. 7.7 year-over-year increase for the global mobile gaming revenue. So, you know, I definitely wanted to, because if I didn't talk about mobile, then what's this whole list for? Like, why talk about the global revenue of gaming if we couldn't dive into the mobile side? So yeah, I'm glad I was able to do that, because it was not on my initial notes, but I'm glad I remembered to look that up. As far as the development costs, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but like I keep saying, can't keep up with the Joneses if you're going to shut down as a studio. What I mean by that, if you're going to make a lot of money and then also raise development costs and the sacrifice of your staff members, I think the best route to go is to make a graphic budget-friendly game. Hopefully that makes sense. And just have the same amount of storytelling that you would have with a live action game. Similar to my Spider-Man example, if you had a Ultimate Spider-Man level of game, it's a level of graphics, right? But you had a Spider-Man PS4 level of story, I don't think anybody would care. And Ultimate Spider-Man is a great game. Don't think I'm trashing the story. But if Spider-Man PS4 was that same type of graphics, I think people would still enjoy it. I mean, you know, it's really about the gameplay loop, and I'm not even going to say the graphics. Like, who cares that the hair molecules are on the nose as far as when you zoom in? I just want to know, does it have a great gameplay loop? And does it have a fantastic story? This is not a movie. It doesn't have to be lifelike at all times, right? So anyways, that's my last time again on that soapbox. So yeah, that's basically it as far as me breaking down how video game industry is just doing phenomenal. Once again, shout out to the gamers out there actually playing their games, you know what I'm saying? Actually supporting the developers, you know what I'm saying? Actually showcasing.
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. Y'all get the point. So with that being said, if you don't take anything out of this immense deep dive into the global gaming industry, just know this: $195.6 billion that we generated in 2025, a 5.3% year-over-year increase, but more importantly, the new all-time industry record. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about the global video game revenue in 2025 being around $195 billion? And of course, overall, what do you think that gaming developers and publishers need to keep doing to increase the revenue, or not even increase the revenue, but increase the enjoyment level for consumers going into this year, the rest of this year, and next year?
Running shoes online can feel like a guessing game. But Marathon Sports makes it easy to get the right gear without stepping into a store. At MarathonSports.com, you'll find the same trusted brands runners and walkers rely on, including Brooks, Hoka, New Balance, Asics, Saucony, and more. Whether you're training for a race, walking for fitness, or just need everyday comfort, Marathon Sports has the shoes, apparel, and accessories to keep you moving. Their online shop is built for athletes and everyday movers. Easy browsing, detailed product guidance, and fast shipping help you find exactly what you need without the hassle. Because the right gear doesn't just improve your run, it improves how you feel every day. Shop now at MarathonSports.com and get moving.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.